Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the third and the last in our short series on saving our loved ones through friendship. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. If you recall, friendship is the bond between two or more people united in pursuing something greater than themselves. So we reflected on the need to invite the people in our lives to do good things together. But then we want to have some good conversation because that is the key to lasting friendship. But before we do that, we must remember who we are. We are called to be salt and light. And we have to remember who the people in our lives really are. Because there is no such thing as an ordinary person. C.S. Lewis, in his essay, The Weight of Glory, gives us the right perspective on the people in our lives. He says, "It is a serious thing to live in a society of possible gods and goddesses, to remember that the dullest and most uninteresting person you talk to may one day be a creature which, if you saw it now, you would be strongly tempted to worship, or else a horror and a corruption such as you now meet only in a nightmare. All day long, we are to some degree helping each other to one or other of these destinations. It is in the light of these overwhelming possibilities. It is with the awe and the circumspection proper to them that we should conduct all our dealings with one another, all friendships, all loves, all play, all work. There are no ordinary people in your lives. You have never talked to a mere mortal. Nations, cultures, arts, civilization, these are mortal. And their life is to ours as the life of a gnat. But it is immortals with whom we joke, work with, marry, snub, and exploit immortal horrors or everlasting splendors. And when you see the person in front of you through this lens, everything in the conversation changes. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. So the key to friendship is a common pursuit and good conversation while you do it. But remember this. The first step in a good conversation is not to try to convince someone or win an argument, or even, really, it's not even to share your faith. That's not the first step. The first step is to have a genuine curiosity, the kind that shows the other person it's good that you exist. And this begins with asking good questions and listening well. But don't ask, please don't ask, how are you? Because it's an empty question that goes nowhere. Instead, ask, what's been taking most of your focus these last few months? Or what do you love to do in your free time? What do you really enjoy about it? Or what do you wish you had more time to do? Then use follow-up questions. Research shows these are what truly build connection. Ask, tell me more about that, or how did you feel about that? And then listen in a way the other can feel, with eye contact, nodding, warmth. Don't interrupt them, and have gentle reflections like, wow, that sounds really hard. And here's one of the most important psychological truths. People change more when they articulate their own reasons and desires, not when they are pushed or argued into a corner. Your questions help them hear themselves, and that is where God begins his work. And this builds trust, and trust is the foundation for everything else. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. One of our deepest desires is that our loved ones who are far away from God will become on fire for Jesus in the church. So we pursue an authentic friendship with them just because they're worth it. But we do want them to come to faith. But you have to remember this. You are not responsible to make people think the way you think. God respects our freedom. He inspires, he enlightens, and gently moves the heart, but he never forces. So we need to do the same. As Chesterton said, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. So your job is not to fix people or correct every mistaken idea or off-base comment. You're not the doctrinal or moral police. You are a witness to peace. And here's one of the most important skills you can learn. A curious question is the simplest way to diffuse a combative person and regain control of the conversation. When someone comes at you with intensity or criticism or a loaded question, don't take the bait. Stay calm, be detached, and be genuinely curious. A single question shifts the entire dynamic. Ask, what specifically makes you feel that way? Or, what experience led you to think that? Or, what do you see as the main issue here? And the best question is, tell me more. Curiosity stops the argument dead in its tracks. It lowers the temperature. It puts you back in control of the tone. It honors the person's dignity without agreeing with their conclusion, and it often reveals the fear, frustration, or wound underneath their reaction. You're not avoiding the truth. You're avoiding the trap. And this is how you keep the conversation human, open, and safe, where God can actually work. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. We all want to help the people we love to have a deep faith, but many simply don't. However, most people are not rejecting God. Most people are just distracted. They just never slow down long enough to reflect on the deeper things of life, the more important questions. Or it could be that they are angry at God for allowing immense suffering in their lives. So a few simple questions can help them pause and hear themselves. Ask things like, what's been the best part of your year, and what's been the hardest part? What's something you've learned about yourself this year? Or what's been giving you strength, and what's been draining you? See, the goal of your conversation is to help the other person reflect upon themselves. And we do this by asking them questions to understand the way they see and understand things. And so then they will come to understand and know themselves, maybe for the first time. And as they answer, they begin to hear their own desires, hopes, and even wounds. And this is where the desire for God, present in every person, begins to bubble to the surface. Again, people change when they hear themselves, not when they are pressed or pushed or hear others. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Remember, friendship and good conversation is a long game. Don't try to win the whole thing in the first minute or the first quarter. That's how you fumble the ball or get tossed from the game for a blatant personal foul. So think long term. Have a strategy for the whole game. The goal is to foster an authentic friendship by doing good activities together and having good conversation while you do it. And that means first, show a genuine interest in them by good questions and good follow-up questions. Make a habit of this, and the Holy Spirit will do the rest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what caught your attention with that meditation, Teresa?
This is kind of a long-winded metaphor, but I think it's funny to... I think it's good to get into chess entirely because chess makes for good metaphors.
It does.
But I think a lot of people are daunted by the idea of getting into chess because they think, well, you have to study for years and you have to remember all these openings and all these particular moves and all these things, and there's just no way to start playing against people because they're all really good. They all know all these openings. And
they're going to make me look stupid.
Yeah, they're just going to dance around you. So you don't want to get into it. But there are kind of two approaches to chess. You can learn all of those openings and you can just memorize moves and memorize games and things like that. But I find it much more fun and much more approachable. And anyone can play chess if instead of just memorizing openings, you memorize, or not memorize, you learn, you change your strategy, as in your headspace, how you approach it. The way my brother started teaching me was, obviously you learn how the pieces move, but then you just play by try to take a piece without losing a piece, and you can get through an entire game and learn very simple, basic strategy by just don't focus on checkmate. You just, can you take a piece without losing a piece? And by changing simply your goal in the game, you can play and really enjoy without all this memorization, all
yes,
of these things.
Yes.
And I think that's an approach to friendship and conversation where, yes, you want to learn all of these tricks to conversation and you want to memorize all these really thought-provoking questions and all these like tricks and tips, but at the end of the day, you're going to make all these plans and then people are going to throw you off because their moves don't match up with what you've memorized. And you've got to throw that to the wayside. What you should learn is just what's your actual goal. And I think literally just telling people, how do you have good conversation? Well, you should just be very curious about the other person. You should be very interested in them. And like C.S. Lewis said, you should see everyone you talk to as this incredible, brilliant, unexpected, unexplainable, immortal creature that let's hope and let's assume that these people will become like flaming angels, like something you could never imagine, never fathom, and find them interesting, and you can have a conversation with anyone.
That's such a good analogy because the goal is not checkmate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, we think it's conversion checkmate.
Yeah.
How do I dodge around someone? I'll learn the perfect arguments. I'll learn the perfect lines. And bam, they'll fall. And then we get into a conversation and we never even get halfway through that strategy.
Yeah. Yeah. If you make it blatantly obvious that your goal is to change the way they think,
mm-hmm.
you're doomed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
if you make it learn the way they think,
yes.
brilliant.
Yeah, learn. I'll never forget. I had a friend, a brilliant guy, brilliant. And he calls one day and he's all distraught because his daughter-in-law is very staunchly pro-choice.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just so out of his mind at how can she be like this? And I got to convince her. And what do I say to convince her? And I asked, so why is she pro-choice? And he stopped. And he, I don't know. I said, do you really think she has a lust for murdering babies? He's like, well, no, she's a really wonderful person. I said, then why don't you start by finding out why?
You could even look at the strategy this way. If you want to have good conversation, get to know yourself and get to know others.
Well, get to know others first.
Yeah. Well, I think get to know yourself first, in the sense of if you don't, how you spend your personal time. Well, maybe I'm wrong. I shouldn't immediately put my foot down there.
No, I agree. I want to hear your point.
I think if you don't develop yourself, if you're not, I've noticed this when I watch a lot of TV or I'm scrolling on my phone or when I'm alone and I'm doing just wasting my time, or even worse, just filling my head with like random garbage off the internet. It's like, I have nothing when I come to people to share or to reflect on, or I'm not even like setting my brain up in the right way. But use your personal time well, and your prayer life especially. And then you don't even have to think about yourself when you go into these situations. You don't have to think, am I getting myself across clearly?
Yeah.
How are people perceiving me? All of these worries that trip us up in conversation. If you are well-formed in your private life, you don't have to even think about it or consider it when you go and talk with people. You can then just focus on getting to know them.
Oh, that's great.
Because then when people ask you, if you get into that argument, well, what do you believe about that? You just know where you stand and you're not worried about it and you're not defensive and you can articulate it well. And then just, again, focusing on what they think and what they know.
Yeah. Yeah. However, I also think that in the moral principles, we talked about the circumstance, because you can do the right thing for the right reason in the wrong circumstance and it's the wrong action. So in a conversation, there might be moments where they, well, what do you think about this?
Mm-hmm.
It might not be the right time to tell them.
Exactly. And to be clear, I don't think you spend all of your personal time devising all of these brilliant arguments, because that's how we started this, by don't do this.
But I agree with you.
If you feel comfortable and grounded in that, then you won't come into those discussions feeling the need to defend it all the time.
The thing that I'm realizing is, as I'm giving this meditation and you and I are talking about it, it's not complex, but there are intricacies about good conversation, I think.
But there are intricacies to chess, and still we have to simplify in order to begin. Because there are some intricacies that you won't even be able to understand or handle or utilize until you grasp that basic strategy, and you're very far into the game.
Absolutely true. So just play the game and you'll learn. Just be involved in good conversation with genuine interest, and you'll learn. But I also think this is there are so many pieces to it that I think we need to do more series on good conversation.
I agree, because it's just it's fun to talk about. But it's so applicable to it will change your life if you can have even a few good conversations. And I do think some of those principles are surprising, because some of them are, know that your plans will change once you get into conversation. It will never be what you expect. Let go of your expectations. Change your strategies. Not every conversation is going to be perfect. I think some people will say, how do you go into all these conversations and avoid awkwardness or awkward conversations, all these things? And it's like, oh, well, it's going to be awkward at some point. Start a conversation. It just doesn't, that doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You can't avoid that part.
Well, this has been a good conversation.
I love talking about this.
Thank you. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.